two guys I do.
Yeah. Welcome to our official first episode. I am Big D.
And I'm Stretch, two guys at two.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We are new, but Mr. B is going to be helping us along the way to make sure we sound somewhat freaking halfway professional.
Yeah, we're trying to sound good, so sorry if we don't.
Bear with us and you're going to enjoy us. We're fun, we're loud, and we just like to talk shit like we're going to today.
Yeah.
Our topic. Mr. B, how you doing, Mr. B?
Doing good. Just hanging out with you guys.
Nice.
Get this podcast started.
Yes, sir. Stretch, how was your day?
My day was fine. How was your day, Big D?
My day was good. Let's go, Stretch.
Right on. Well, our topic for today is Thursday. So Thursday is Talk Shit Thursdays. And there's quite a few stuff we can talk about. Donald, start off with our first
topic. Our first shit talking, we're going to talk about this fucking federal government of ours.
The son of a bitch.
They don't accept our IDs, New Mexico IDs, on bases anymore. Okay, despite we don't go on base anyway, but why the hell are they not accepting our IDs?
Isn't our guys citizens joining, you know, in our base? Aren't they citizens? Why do they need a passport?
I know. Isn't fucking New Mexico here in the United States, and son of a bitches?
They got their shit mixed up, man. I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, we talk better English than a lot of them Eastern port motherfuckers.
I know Mexican guys that go to the military, and they obviously need a passport. But still, I mean, now you guys bring it up. It's been like that for the last, I don't know, how many years? And now we need a passport and all that? It's not fun, man.
It's not cool. But, you know, them federal son of a bitches, we can't do nothing because the government, they know all, they see all, they do all.
They rule all.
Motherfuckers.
I don't like it.
And we are just the specks in their little island of theirs.
We don't have a say.
Fuck them.
It's all them, not us.
I mean, I don't blame, you know, the militia group. Okay, maybe I don't condone killing people. But I don't blame the militia group standing up and storming a federal building. Okay, granted, it was empty. But they took it over.
And those are those cowboys, right?
Yeah, in Oregon.
Oh.
I mean, I want to go get my BB gun and go join them. What do you think, Mr. B?
I kind of heard just a little bit about it, so I don't know too much. It's not tech. Like,
gotcha.
True. But I'm here to learn, so just keep informing me, guys. Keep informing me.
Yeah. Yes, sir. They stormed it because I guess it was the farmers. That federal government was trying to tax them or something on the farmland or something that wasn't going to help them.
Mm.
And they've been fighting them, I don't know how long. I mean, don't quote me on this. I could be wrong, dead wrong on this.
I know. They busted out their weapons.
Yeah, they'd had enough. And so they stormed a federal building and they freaking took it over. Man. I think they're easing up now, but
it's like, what's that TV show that you were watching with Pablo Escobar? Oh, the name of it, right? Pablo Escobar. Doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Trying to take over.
In the Columbia, yo. That was a crazy show.
That's crazy. I don't know. It's just systems messed up. That's all it is.
Is it going on everywhere in the United States or just certain
states?
Just in Oregon?
Yeah, but I think, you know, if it happens another one, I really think fucking Texas probably be another one.
Yeah, any type of farmers or any farmers, really, I think they'll probably get in the worst of it. But who knows?
Fuckers. Fuck it. I'm going to give me a gun. I'm going to freaking start a militia.
I'm going to plant some shit right over here at the line. I don't know.
I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to fucking talk shit. Chime in on us. Mr. B set up our email at twoguys@two@gmail.com. Thank you very much, Mr. B.
Yeah.
He's fucking killing it for us.
He's setting this up. It's really nice. I really like it.
That was the first topic. First topic, talking shit.
Talking shit about politics and stuff like that.
Stretch, do you have another topic?
Another topic we could talk about is the UFC fight coming up with Mr. McGregor and Dos Anjos.
Rafael Dos Anjos.
Man, that boy McGregor, he can talk some shit.
That's why it's Talk Shit Thursday, because dude was laying it on the line.
He was. he let that boy have it.
Man, he was telling him. He freaking told him because the last guy he beat in 45 seconds.
From Brazil, too.
And his name was Aldo. And he told this guy that he's just a fucking punk version of Aldo.
what UFC number is this?
This is going to be UFC 197.
Is it 197?
Yeah, it's March 5th.
Oh, shit.
It's March 5th. And also on that talk shit and fucking card is a Holly Holm.
Oh, snap.
Against Misha Tate.
Misha Tate. That girl's hot.
She's defending her belt.
Fuckers. This should be a good fight. I hope it's a good fight. These guys, these two girls, man, they haven't been talking shit to each other, so.
I know, it's fucking too nice of a fight, man.
They're going to be friends. They're supposed to be letting each other have it.
Somebody needs to slap somebody or something. Fuck. This is talk. We can't talk shit about a fight. They're friends. We don't go to dinner with somebody we're going to fight.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Did they go to dinner?
I'm sure they were, fuckers.
Oh, they were shaking hands and smiling at each other.
I know, smiling. What the fuck are they, sisters? No.
They're supposed to be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Your mom's a whore.
But that's not the case. The case is they're buddies.
I know. This is, we can't talk shit about them. But McGregor, he's a king of talking shit.
Lucky Charms. I love him.
He is freaking awesome. Talk shit, dude. Can he talk shit?
The boy, he let Mr. Dos Anjos have it. And Dos Anjos really couldn't say nothing. He was just being a sportsmanship kind of guy.
Yeah, he's really a quiet guy. He don't talk shit like we do. We would talk shit.
He sounds like freaking Drago from Rocky and shit.
He needs to step up and say something.
Yeah, McGregor, man, he let him have it. Like, the whole conference was talking shit to Mr. Dos Anjos.
I know, and he didn't say shit. Fucking Dos Anjos need to stand up and say, hey, listen, you Lucky Charms motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick your ass all the way back to Ireland or something.
I like that. See
Mr. Fuck no. He even said that his hometown ain't even going to give him a homecoming to his hometown. No. Brazil or home country.
They said Brazil. Well, he said Brazil likes him more than he liked Dos Anjos. So, I don't know. I don't know about this McGregor. I like him, but his shit talking, whoa.
He goes a little far, but it's awesome though.
Yeah, that's what we like. We like to hear that. And
especially for Talk Chicken Thursdays. I'm pretty sure McGregor's be coming up a lot.
I like what he said. He was saying that Jesus knows gods.
Yeah. Oh, is he the one on the commercial?
Yeah. He said me and Jesus are cool.
Yeah.
And God's no other gods.
Yeah. And he only hangs out with God because he is a god. I was like, whoa, hey, calm down there, Mr. McGregor. Just not bringing religion into this.
So he does talk about a smack.
Oh, right? Dude, he's, fuck yeah, he's a king of smack talking.
I think every single fight that he's been in, he's talked shit to the other opponent.
Smack talk.
Yes, always good.
And it's a good day because it's Talk Shit Thursdays. And
smack talk.
That's what he did.
Yes, sir. Any topic you like to talk shit about, Mr. B?
Smack talk.
Are you frustrated with anything that you find amusing?
I'll think of something, guys.
All right. There's McGregor. What else? Government. Fuck the government.
Yep.
Government.
Yep.
I know we can't talk about that too much.
I know they'll find us.
I know they're listening to us somewhere around here.
Listening right now.
They got us on.
They have a bead on us with a heat-seeking missile of theirs.
They're looking for.
They got us on satellite.
Already?
Listening for keywords.
We're not Muslims, so don't worry.
I know we're brown. They're the other brown, okay?
We're the Mexican brown, not the Muslim brown.
We're the American brown piece. We're born on this side of the pond.
Yeah, Mexican-American, you know what I mean.
Well, not anymore. I mean, if they're not going to accept our IDs, what the fuck are we going to be called then?
We're going to be just called, I won't even say it, but yeah.
I mean, this is New Mexico, I think, not Old Mexico.
Hey, look. Yeah, I see you.
Yo, so that's cool. I mean, our first show is going to be a little bit rocky, but we'll get used to this. You hang with us.
Be with
Mr.
us.
B is going to be with us.
Support us. We'll appreciate all you guys' love.
And yeah,
we'll keep it going.
505.
Yes, sir. 505. Always New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I'm from Texas. But New Mexico.
He's Texas / New Mexico, so don't worry, guys.
Yeah, I was born there. I was raised here, so. Okay, I met all my wives here, so I'm New Mexican.
Yeah, he had not moved over here. He wouldn't know the people.
Yeah, probably.
The woman topic, that's for another day.
Yes, that's for Horror Wednesday.
Horror Wednesdays, guys. Join us. We'd take calls too if you guys want to talk something.
Yeah, if you know any strippers listening, please call in on that day.
Yeah, we would like to know how.
What's the salaries? If they tax you, or how do you pay otherwise? Is there a percentage that you don't keep? Is there a percentage that you have to pay to the bartenders, the bussers, and all that?
Yeah, we like.
Please
tell us.
Pimps.
Other pimps involved.
Oh, we can't talk to you. We got to be careful who we talk to, because if the pimp gets hold of that, holy shit.
They're going
to
charge you.
Like, you owe me money.
No, money talking to my bitch.
So you put my lady on the radio.
You're taking her time.
You're taking time where she can be sucking a dick or something. Money.
I like that. Strippers. We're going to talk to strippers on Wednesday.
I mean, we need to. I mean, do they charge by 5 minutes, 10 minutes? I mean, what's going on here?
Package deals.
Do they have the Supreme? Do they have a Platinum package?
Yeah. I'll take a special deal if I can.
Nowadays, everybody's doing subscriptions.
If you can subscribe, dude, that'd be awesome. I'll be there.
Fuck yeah, make reservations. I want her on this date.
Does she have an app?
That'd be awesome. Oh my goodness.
And please, can I see the bill of health?
Dude, be sure you're STD free.
We can't catch something else, dude. Yeah,
penicillin is It'd not what a, I want to take.
I'd be a different strand. Be like that monkey from Africa.
Carrying the virus.
Super strand.
This bitch gave me a strand. Some type of new HIV virus. I don't know.
Sorry, we got it in.
You guys will get the hang of it. Don't worry.
That's why you see that little red E right beside it. Explicit.
Yeah. Explicit radio.
Please, no kids. Not unless they talk shit, then you're more than welcome.
Unless your kids are bad too, then I guess they can listen.
Yeah, fuck. Why not?
If they're dropping F-bombs too, why not? You know, we might as well teach them while they're young.
They're always dropping F-bombs online when you're playing.
Right? Them. Little fuckers.
Yeah, another thing too, when we're playing online on the PlayStation 4 or Xbox, no matter, little kids, little bastards, they think their shit don't stink. They think they know how to play. It's like, little boy, I've been playing this since I was 6. I'm 26 years old now.
Smack off.
How old are you, little boy? You don't know nothing.
I'll shove that milk and cookie down your fucking throat.
I sure will. It's past your bedtime anyway. You should be ready for school in the morning.
Hey, did you do your homework? Now, 4 plus 4 is not 44.
Little kids nowadays, they don't know how to appreciate things. They really don't. I can name a few names, but I'm not going to.
Smack talk,
Mr. B.
Traffic. What about traffic? You guys like traffic?
I hate traffic.
Oh, fucking.
Especially when they're driving slow right in front of you.
5 o'clock traffic.
It sucks.
Oh, yesterday. Man, there was this lady. It's a 40-mile-an-hour lane. She's going freaking 30. And I'm right behind her, and she's not stepping on the gas. And it's really pissing me off when they do that. And another thing, in Rio Rancho, those fuckers don't know how to use a blinker. They just cut you off. That happened to me 3 times in one day in Rio Rancho on the way to my cousin's house.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy like a 72 Chevy pickup, a big block fucking truck, and put fucking like cattle guards in front, cattle guard in the back. So that way, no insurance on this bitch. When these dumb drivers just start acting up, start ramming these fuckers and taking them down like fucking hunting sheep something.
That's a good idea.
Mad Max.
Yo.
Oh, we'll take it to Mad Max. Mad Max ain't got nothing on us.
It'll be Mad Brown is what it's going to be.
You don't want Mad Brown. Mad Brown's crazier than Mad Max.
Fucking traffic. Oh, I know traffic does suck.
They just keep you from going to your destination, man. You want to be there? No, you got slow drivers in front of you.
Yo,
you learn how to use the lanes when you're on the freeway, by the way.
Yes, use your fucking blinker. And if there's a car right beside you, do not fucking overtake it and have them slow down and somebody ram them in the ass.
Yeah,
that's right.
Have some respect, fuckers.
Use your blinkers too, please. Thank you very much.
You're not the Queen of England. Nobody's more important than anybody here. We're all trying to get to a destination.
Yeah, not just you. All of us.
Son of a bitch.
And if you have a sports car, drive fast.
Yeah.
If you have a sports car, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, there's no need for you to be driving slow in a sports car. If you have a sports car, put it to the test, please.
Use it.
Unless you have like a Volkswagen, 64 Volkswagen, then, you know, can't really say that it's slow already.
Just paint it yellow, put a white stripe down the middle and said, eat me, I'm a Twinkie.
Slug bug, bam! Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
traffic's cool.
Traffic's traffic. You can't do nothing about it.
I guess the same thing with everything that we talk shit about. I mean, we talk shit because we like to talk shit.
That's us.
But will it change anything?
No.
Probably not.
It might make the other person mad, but...
We still can talk shit about it.
That's about it. We're like McGregor. We talk shit, but we back it up, man.
Fuck yeah. I mean, unless you're bigger and you're an MMA fighter, then don't come at us.
Yeah, I won't try.
Because we can't get our ass kicked, you know, on the radio or in public.
I'll walk away. I won't take that. I won't take any ass
with me. Or if you're a chick over 300 pounds and works on a farm. Well, no, we can't do that either.
I'm just going to worry about UFC fighters and pimps.
Pimps. Yo, fucking pimps.
Was that movie with Will Ferrell? And I forgot the other guy's name. They're, what's that, Step Brothers? Boats and Hoes.
Boats and Hoes.
And he crashes the boat at the end of the video.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Fuck yeah, man. The weather's nice. I mean, we can't talk shit about the weather now. It's a little windy. It's nice.
Spring is not too far away. So, I like the warm weather. Cold, I'm not too much of a fan of. As you can see, I'm freezing.
I like coldness, but I'm a fat guy, though.
You're a polar bear.
Yeah.
You're not fat. It's power, remember.
Hence the name, Big D.
That's Big right. D. Big D and Stretch.
Big D. And that is me, Mr. Stretch.
And Mr. B, our producer. Our pimp, really. Really, yeah. If you once you think about it. He is our pimp.
He's actually selling us on the podcast. So.
We are his bitches. And you know what? I don't mind being Mr. B's bitch. Whoa. He's nice. He's quiet. And he don't hit that much. Find every now and then.
You can find the rates and prices at the bottom of the podcast, at the bottom of the website.
And we do come to your establishment.
If you want us there, we'll please you. Just tell us when.
I only take up the 9 inches, though, okay? I can't go further than that. Shit hurts.
I never tried, so I don't
know. Internal bleedings, man. It used to be the first knuckle, but, you know, after a while, you know, it starts to get deeper.
Every now and then you can fit your whole hand in there.
Like a puppet. Hi, Kermit. Hello.
I'm Big D. I'm Big D.
Like a ventriloquist.
Make a human ventriloquist. I can make him talk without having to talk.
Say something. Hello. Hi, guys.
Just a quick smack to the back of the head. That's all you
got to
do.
Yeah. Sir, Mr. B, you got anything?
Nope. Enjoying the podcast, guys.
Fuck yeah.
It's good. Good first episode.
Anybody over there making you angry with your basketball team? Is there any teams that you just want to...
Is there any refs you want to just kick an ass?
Is there somebody that just makes you angry?
I mean, don't drop names.
Maybe 3/4 of all the refs out there. They're bad ones. They're calling every little thing. They're not even touching the other player, and they're calling fouls and pushing and all that. So you know, you gotta give these little kids some room. Give them some room
play,
to push each other.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
That's how they grow and learn.
You gotta learn it, man. You gotta learn that line where you can push. I mean, don't let them. You can't stop them from getting there. You know,
yeah,
let them get to that line and let them.
They need to be taught the old school way where you just played.
Someone gets a bloody nose, there's a bloody nose.
Prison rules. Like Jim Carrey.
If a fight happens, a fight happens.
Right on.
But, yeah. You guys, take a listen. Listen to us. Follow us. TwoGuysAt2.
@gmail.com. You can get a hold of us for our business inquiries.
Yes, sir.
Mr. B is our manager. You can talk to him on the Rot Pod, his podcast.
Yes, sir.
Rolling Off Track, if you don't know what the hell that is.
Yes, sir. Find us on iHeart pretty soon. iTunes.
iHeartRadio.
And then we'll be on Sirius Radio after that.
We'll be having Mr. Howard Stern joining us soon. Maybe even Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
And some famous strippers.
Yeah, I like that. Mia Khalifa, she's a porn star.
Man, she's almost a stripper. Yeah. You get to see everything.
Yep, I see her. But right on, guys.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate this. We appreciate Mr. B. I appreciate Stretch.
Thank you, Big D.
Twitter handles.
Yeah, Twitter handles. You can get a hold of me. Donald Vargas 1 is my Twitter handle. But I'm going to change that to Big D. You can reach me on my Twitter, Stretch.
I haven't set up mine, but I will pretty soon. And it's Talk Shit Thursdays. That's what today is. So.
And also on our Facebook. You can get all Donald Vargas on my Facebook page if you want to there. If you want to get a hold of me there.
Follow him. And you can follow me too. Jesus B. Fuentes.
That's on our Facebook handles. And thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it. It's kind of sketchy for our first one, but we'll get better.
We'll get the hang of it, guys. You guys have a great day.
Bye-bye.